Hey.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey. Hey, it's another
Yo.
one. It's another
Hey, it's
one.
us. Hey,
Welcome
it's
to
another
Geekly
week.
Reveal. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing well. And Smash comes out in 2 days. Or 2 days ago,
Yo.
whenever you're hearing this. Ladies and gentle people, the events are upon us. Life's gonna get awesome soon. Closer to awesome. It's never gonna be awesome. Steph. It's me,
Yeah.
Dom, aka Brother Dom, all over the internet. And Steph, who are you, Steph?
I'm Steph.
What up?
I'm Captain Steph. I'm Hella Steph. I'm the Snow Queer. I'm a lot of people.
How's everything going?
Things are going good. It's been a busy heckin' week, but
You know,
I'm like
I can
in a
believe
good mood
that.
about it.
Tell me about it. What's busy? What's going on?
Mostly just work stuff, honestly. Like, it's been. We're all just, like, very hectically trying to get a bunch of manuscripts done before the end of the year so that they can become books. And it's a lot of. Like, I know my job is to read books, but, like, it's a lot of reading of books.
Yeah, there's a limit of when it's like, okay, this is actually a lot.
Yeah, and, like, sometimes it's just hard to. Like, you can't. Reading books is, especially when you're reading book to edit it, you have to be really focusing on it. So like you can't like phone it in. Whereas like if you're like writing a contract request or like doing some like administer like doing a mailing or something that's administrative, like you can have a podcast in and like not really be paying 100% attention, and it's okay to do that. Whereas when you're editing, you're just like, yeah, I got to do this. I got to be right here in this moment.
It's more work than what it could possibly be, it sounds like.
Yeah. It's what Shankar Vedantam of whatchamacall, NPR's Hidden Brain calls deep work, which is like work that you really kind of have to shut yourself off from the world and concentrate fully on.
That makes sense. I buy
I
that.
dig it.
I buy that for a
Yeah.
dollar.
How about you? How's your week?
It's going. That's the best I got. It's going.
I feel that. I've had that kind of week.
Yeah, that's all I really got. Mental health is important. Take care of yourselves.
Yeah, I'm just waiting very anxiously for my what we at work are now calling a slamp, which is short for sad lamp, which is short for seasonal affective disorder lamp. Like those the full spectrum light lamps for people who get sad without sunlight.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, vitamin D is pretty important.
So I ordered one last week on Amazon Prime, and Amazon decided that they didn't want to send it to me, and it got almost all the way here, and they turned it around and sent it back. So I
Convenient.
bought it again. So I just want them to send me my lamp. I need my slamp.
It's nice to get things that you order. It's capitalism's pretty trash, but you expect it to actually do the thing it promises to do. For all the sacrifices we're making for our dignity and sanity, we should at least be able to get the cool swag we're asking for and paying for. But
Yeah, literally,
alas.
Jeff Bezos makes more in a minute than I make in a year, so it'd be cool if he could maybe use some of that money to get me in my mail.
Yes. It's funny, the employees don't care that much, and they will definitely give you extra things if it like is inconvenient for them to try to get your returns.
Honestly, I bought a pair of Bluetooth headphones again because the first pair I bought, the one speaker stopped working and like 3 weeks after I got them, so I bought a different brand and they came and they didn't fit. Like they just didn't stay in my ears. So I sent them back and I realized the day after I sent the package back that I had forgotten to put the headphones in the package.
Huh.
I still got a refund.
Yeah, they really don't care. Even when you don't have to lie, if you're honest and say, "Hey, here's what's screwed up and here's why I'm upset," they're like, "You know what? It's not worth the hassle. Just take your refund." I'm like, "I'm trying to give you your stuff back. Like, we don't want it. Just keep it. It's fine. Don't worry about it."
One time, my
Okay.
mom accidentally sent 200 skinny hangers to my tiny Manhattan apartment, and because the last thing she had bought, she did like the buy now, and the last thing she had bought was something for me. And so they had to, so she called them and was like, "Hey, I had these sent to the wrong place. Can we send them back to you and have them like reship to me?" And they were like, oh, don't worry about it. We'll just reship them to you. Keep the other ones.
Yeah.
They said, we'll just refund you. And I just had them. So they refunded her like $200 for these like 200 hangers. Oof. And then I went to the post office with all these hangers and mailed them to my mom for approximately $80. So my mom got 200 hangers for free. 200 hangers and then $120 free.
That's solid. That's what life's about. Is deals.
That's what Amazon's about.
Yeah, it really is. It's a shame. Let's talk about some nerdy stuff. What do we got on the list?
Well, have you watched the Captain Marvel trailer?
Yep.
Did you?
I did, yes.
Is that a lie?
No, I watched it.
Okay, you didn't sound very convinced that you had watched it.
No, I'm very convinced. I remember watching it.
You're just like, yep.
Yeah, okay. I watched it.
Because a new one came out yesterday. I mean, like, it gets a little bit more into the... It kind of picks up where the last one went off with, like, the punching the old lady. And kind of confirms that the villain of this is going to be the Skrulls. Like, we kind of knew that, but, like, confirms that old lady was a Skrull, and so she wasn't just randomly punching old women.
Oh, darn. Wow. Marvel with those hot reveals. Really?
Right? What a wild... Oh, just, like, I am shocked. After I picked my jaw up off the floor and finished watching the trailer...
That turn would have worked in, like, a Venom trailer, because we're like, oh, is Venom going to be a good guy or a bad guy in this one? Oh, okay, he's a good guy. That's interesting. But Captain Marvel, this person who's friends with Nick Fury, and Nick Fury's not a bad guy in the past, it's like, yeah, okay, kind of assumed.
Yeah. So, like, I'm still, like, not 100% sold on Brie Larson as Captain Marvel, but... They set up a little bit more of her backstory that she's like amnesiac, and she's been off world this whole time having powers. And mostly the two things that I was excited about from the trailer are that they showed her Mohawk helmet, like her with her cool space helmet on, which I love. I think it's just like a cool design element from the comic books, so I'm glad they're keeping it in this. And they actually even showed, like, the mechanics of it, which I thought was cool. And her cat. I very much love her cat.
Yeah, the cat was there. Samuel Jackson.
The cat sure was there.
Was petting the cat.
He sure did like that cat. It's a cute cat. It's an alien cat.
So it's not a cat then, probably?
It's a Flurkin, which is an alien that has, like, it's like... You know the concept of hammer space? Like, it's like...
Yeah, like Ramona's bag and Scott Pilgrim.
The bigger on the inside kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, like that. Americans are kind of like that in that they have more, like, they can kind of present their mass down into a much smaller thing, but, like, at one point in the comics, Chewie lays a bunch of eggs, and like some like bounty hunter that's like a poacher who's after Flurkin eggs like comes after them, and Carol's like, "Get back my cat," but like Chewie opens his mouth and it's just like tentacles and teeth and stuff. Like,
oh,
it's very good.
Basically, a Kirby.
Even just a cat is good in a trailer. There haven't been any cats in the Marvel movies yet that I can remember, so.
I can't think of any.
I feel like that's an important addition to the cinematic universe.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see people being fans of cats.
But other than that, I mean, like, I'm gonna see the movie. Regardless, I don't really have a feeling about it one way or the other yet. Like, except being excited about the character design. So, I'm really hoping that I come out of it being just like completely on fire hype.
Yeah, that's the hope, right?
Yeah, right. We'll see. I'm also like, it felt like it dropped without a lot of fanfare, the second trailer. And I think probably the internet is waiting for an Avengers 4 trailer.
Yeah, that seems more like what people are looking for.
What are we going to get?
We don't, someone pointed out, we don't need an Avengers 4 trailer. Like, what are you going to say? Oh, come watch the finale of the first Avengers 3.
Yeah, like, everyone is going to come see the movie. Like, regardless of whether you advertise it or not, everyone's going to be in that movie. And, like, what are you going to advertise, like, that you can give away?
Yeah, we don't need a trailer.
Like, show, like, a bunch of sad superheroes with dead friends? Like...
Yeah, we don't need a trailer. We just need a literal commercial, like, hey, Avengers 4 is available. You can watch it now if you want to in the movie theaters.
Yeah, like go see the movie.
Like, I can't imagine... Like... Well, plus, they already, like, apparently they're, like, releasing toys, and toys are given away. I guess would you consider spoilers? I don't know. So it's like, what are you going to say about the movie that's not, like, massive spoilers? Like, oh, well, you know, if somebody faded away in the last one, and they're in this trailer, like, oh, well, they came back. I mean, we knew mostly everyone was going to come back, so... Well, I mean, we know Thanos is going to lose, so it's more of, like, if he shows any part of how he loses, that's the whole thing, you know?
Yeah, like, it just... completely just gives away whatever. I don't know. It just, I honestly, like, I'm gonna see the movie. I'm not super excited to see the movie. I'm just gonna see it because Marvel owns a part of my soul, and I would rather know what happens from my eyeballs than the TL. Like,
yeah, I don't even think I'm at that. I kind of lost a lot of fire with it, and I think it requires you to have some super vested interest in it to watch it, because I watched Black Panther and loved it, you know. And as the year goes on, there's more backlash coming out against Black Panther, like it not being as good as people said it was. And like, obviously it's a Marvel movie, like if anything it was just the best version of what this ever could have been. But you know, I liked it a lot, and then Infinity War is coming out, I was hyped for the idea of it. But then it was like, but I gotta do homework before I go see this movie, because I missed Ragnarok when it was in theaters. I missed Guardians 2 when it was in theaters. So I had to like go get a Redbox to get Ragnarok and set it up on my laptop, which I didn't have a good player for. And then I had to like find Guardians on Netflix, which, you know, easy enough. But it's like, okay, well, I already watched like 5 hours almost of movies, and this movie comes out like this weekend. It's like, I don't feel like watching another movie right now. Like, how much relax, you know? And then, like, the other Avengers didn't feel like that. Like, I've never really seen Iron Man 3. I've seen the beginning and the part where his house falls apart, but I didn't see Iron Man 3. I enjoyed every Avengers movie and Captain America movie. Like, like all the team-ups, like, they make sense until you're like, well, you know, Infinity War picks up right after Thor Ragnarok, so, like, you kind of have to see this one. I didn't see the first two Thor movies. Like, I didn't care about those. So now I have to go watch this. Granted, I loved Thor Ragnarok, but it was like, you're making me go do stuff that I wasn't already doing. And it's like, that kind of burned me out. Like, okay, now it feels like schoolwork, you know? And like, now to see Infinity War, like, I gotta see the previous Infinity War, you know? And then possibly have to see Ant-Man. It's like, okay, this is starting to become a lot of stuff that, unless I really, really cared about something. It's like, in video games, there's something they call a critical path. Like in Grand Theft Auto or which or any of these open world ones, it's basically like, what's the bare minimum I have to
need
do? What's the bare minimum I have to do to get to the end? And you know, the story missions. And this really screwed up a lot of people. At least it screwed me up the way I play games. Back in San Andreas, there was this dude Zero, and I think you had to beat one of his missions, maybe two of them, to complete the area and go on to the next one. But I'm the kind of person, I did this on Rock Band as well. If I know something's the hardest mission I'll beat that first, because I don't want to get to the almost end and be like, well, now I'm stuck and now I'll never beat it. So if I can beat the hardest thing, I can go beat one of the not hardest things. And this was before people, like, instantly went to the internet, I guess. Like, I went for cheat codes, but I didn't think for walkthroughs to look for this point. It's like, I didn't have to beat that mission. And I never did beat that mission, but I didn't realize I didn't have to beat it, so I just stopped playing the game. Because it was so, and people still say it's really hard. My point is, with critical paths, is like, there's not a good critical path for the Marvel movies, because they start to diverge. Again, like I said, you have to watch both Guardians movies and Thor Ragnarok, and there's no pretense for any of those. There's like no beginning. Like, there's nothing you have to watch to understand Thor Ragnarok or the first two Guardians movies. But then, like, if you only watched those movies, why would you really care what happens to Tony Stark and Captain America and all the other Earth people? And you're going to be real disappointed if Loki, first time you saw him was in Thor Ragnarok. So, like, you probably had to watch the Thor movies and at least Avengers 1. And you wouldn't have watched Avengers 1 unless you would have watched one of the other things. Maybe Maybe you would have just watched Avengers. That movie stood on its own pretty well, but it just feels like there's not a solid critical path to get from, oh, hey, you watched Iron Man 1. Here's all you have to watch to get to Infinity War 2 without feeling like you've done a bunch of homework, you know?
Yeah, I mean, like, I still haven't seen Doctor Strange or Ant-Man, but I feel like without having seen those, I was fine. But also I read, I've spent probably thousands of dollars on Marvel Comics in the last 5 years, so, like, I also have a basic knowledge of some of these characters.
Right.
That
and like, Doctor Strange was in Thor Ragnarok, too, like, for... Really, it was for no reason. For like it was just an extended cameo, but unless you knew what he did, it didn't make any sense what was even going on, so you're probably gonna be like, who was that guy? Like, are they gonna go back to Earth and see that guy? No, he was... They didn't need to do all that. Like, that was just an extended cameo for... To make things on Earth make slightly more sense.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, I'll help you find your dad. Like, well, we're from another magic alien planet. We theoretically could have just had some magic to find him. I mean, Hela found him pretty quick, so... Doesn't seem like they couldn't do any of what she did, so... He was really in there for no reason. I liked the cameo. It was fun.
But yeah, it was definitely, like, a fun scene. Like, I really enjoyed the scene of Loki and Thor and Doctor Strange interacting, but did they... Like, I don't know.
I don't think it was necessary, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I know people are excited for an Avengers 4 trailer, but... I mean, what do you... You're just asking to be, like... Cater to on like like a thing that you buy identity, like a capitalist identity. Like, it's not like there's any secrets. It's not like you're gonna be like, oh shit, I didn't know they were adding that person, you know? Like, we have a I feel like we have a pretty solid idea of what's gonna happen.
Yeah, I mean, like, they're gonna fight Thanos. They're not gonna probably introduce any new characters except for Captain Marvel. Like,
yeah,
most of the people who got snaptured in the first one are going to come back.
Yeah,
like,
and probably a couple other people might just die for real, for real. And you don't want to see that in the trailer, because, okay, like, let's say, because since, you know, they're the old guys, let's say Steve or Tony dies. Do you really want to see that in the trailer? Or are you going to feel real cheated if you go to the movie and it's like, yeah, Cap died, you saw it in the trailer. You're pretty pissed off, you know?
Or would you even believe it if it was in the trailer? Because, like, they showed, the first time they showed the, like, a teaser image for... like, the Infinity War duology, like, they showed, like, just, like, a pile of dead superheroes with, like, Cap's shield broken in half, and, like, a crack in Thor's hammer, and, like, all of that kind of stuff, like, so, like, and but no one was like, oh, yeah, definitely, all these people are gonna die, like.
Oh, that's when Wanda gave Tony that weird dream?
Yeah.
Which also, like, why did... I mean, maybe that's just his assumption that everyone was going to die one day, because it's a fair assumption, but, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what they would put in the trailer. I don't know why people want to see it. I don't know what the ask is. Please spoil the movie for me, company. Please take more of my ad revenue. Yeah. Well, I mean, I hope people like it, though. I just don't know why they want a trailer. It's for that, for this specific property. It's the most non-trailer needed property of all time.
Yeah, I can't think of any single thing that needs advertisement less. Like the Super Bowl, maybe. Like, it's like, yeah, we know. Like,
yeah, it's the Super Bowl, Christmas,
like, Avengers. The Oscars, Bowl. Like...
Well, I mean, you might not know when that is. I can understand not knowing when the Oscars is. I feel like people don't care about that.
Speaking
like,
of the Oscars, like, are the people who are saying Black Panther isn't as good as we thought it was just people who don't want it to get Oscars? Or are they...
No, I think most people who don't think it was that good think it should win the Oscar for that weird category it got nominated for. Because it's probably, like, was that, like, genre fiction? It probably is the best of that. It probably deserves that Oscar. They just don't think it maybe should have been, like, should be Best Picture or something. Or, like, I don't know. I don't think it's people, specifically mad about it getting certain Oscars. I think they just didn't think it was that good before, and they're like... They're just talking about it again because the Oscar seasons are coming up. I don't think that hatred is new. I think it's just, oh, we were talking about this before, let's talk about it again kind of thing. That's all. I don't think it's... I mean, and the points I've seen are like, yeah, it's a superhero movie. Like, the beginning was a little slow. Yeah, okay, like, it's a movie, man. Like, I don't know what you're asking for.
Yeah, like...
It was dope seeing a lot of black people, and maybe that doesn't count for extra points for you, and that's fine. I get that. Like, it's okay. Y'all also came to a Disney Marvel movie. Like, what were you really expecting? Like, it's
Yeah. Well,
what's next?
I don't know. Do you got any Vidya news for me? Vidya game?
Video games. The Jeff Keighley Video Game Awards are tomorrow. So like last Thursday, if you're hearing this on Monday, so we'll have the results for that next show. And basically, they're gonna do like Game of the Year and stuff like that. It's basically the best attempt at like a prestigious video game awards until like the Gamer Awards on CBS or ABC or whatever. But yeah, it's basically it's funny. Video
I
game
didn't.
analysts are like, oh, what, it's just a big advertisement. I'm like, yeah, it's an award show. Like, what award show
Yeah,
is
what do
not
you.
that? Like, have you seen the
Yeah.
Grammys? Like, all the way from the Grammys to the VMAs to the People's Choice Awards, it's all basically like, we're gonna reward people that we are already working with. We're going to tell you who's like, here's some performances and here's some new shit you should go buy. Like, the only difference is video games are a little bit more specific of like, hey, here's some shit that's coming out next year. But if the music industry could do that, they would. Like, movies, they do that too. Like, oh, hey, here's a teaser for, I mean, they do it for like Avengers or some other prestige film or whatever. So, but hopefully there's people, they say there's gonna be like a Super Smash Bros. Update, which is very strange considering the game comes out on Friday. So all it's gonna probably be is like, oh, hey,
It's
here's
like,
one of
it's
the,
Waluigi.
it's probably gonna just be like, who's one of the DLC characters we're getting? Or like, here's a mode we haven't told you about, like Home Run Derby or something. Like, here's something that's gonna have like a very immaterial effect on whether you buy the game or not tomorrow, but we know everyone's gonna be watching it and we'll get like social media cachet.
Yeah, I didn't realize that there was a event where they actually named Game of the Year. I thought that that was just like something that like different sites gave, like just decided like this is my game of the year.
It's the same as any like it's same as the Grammys or Oscars. People have their own personal lists or outlets have lists. That's the only difference. It's just that this one's publicized. I don't know if it's on TV, but it's definitely like on Twitch and stuff, and it's like real big. And Jeff Keighley's been in the industry, so a lot of people know about it. But like, it's in a weird position because they're just average ass people in a sense. So it's like they're gonna piss off the artsy people by giving it to something somewhat mainstream. They're gonna piss off like the weird alt-right gamers by picking something that was a little bit too SJW, aka there was a brown woman like somewhere in the background. Like, so no one's really happy other than maybe like
They're gonna
casual
piss
people.
off the labor activists by giving Red Dead Redemption 2 some sort of award.
Yeah, where it sucks that the company gets that award because, it's a weird line of the artists and the people who worked on that game actually deserve awards. It's just the labor practices were bad, but like, if the soundtrack gets an award, all the people who made the sound deserve to be recognized for it. So you're kind of weird thing, like, no one should buy this, but everyone should get paid kind of thing.
Yeah.
If we could find a way to not pay the company of Rockstar, but everybody like who was involved with it, that's kind of
That
the
would be nice.
situation they're at.
Yeah, I mean, so is there like an academy that votes on them? Like, who, how do they pick the winners?
I should know more about this, but I don't really look at it.
I'm just asking, like, I'm just genuinely curious. I don't know. I'm just.
I like to just laugh and assume Jeff Keighley did it all himself. But I don't think that is true. Let me just look it up real quick. I think it's like what you would consider like an academy. But the problem with the gaming sphere is that you have too many aim to be future-proof award show. I don't know what that means. I don't, yeah, where'd I go with this? I don't know who votes for this. Let me think. The problem with it is there's too many different ways to look at video games, right? The same way there is any art.
Yeah, like as art, as entertainment, as like an experience, like
But like,
as technical.
we're at a situation where there's not really any old guard to look at. Because even though you take like the Grammys, the Oscars, it's a bunch of like old white straight dudes, right? At least they have some specific prestige that we know of, like, or at least they can talk about, whether you believe it or not. But you can be like, oh, well, these guys directed films, or they have a history of reviewing things that people generally approved of, or like have some history in it. Like, who's like the old people in games right now? Like, there aren't any. Well, there are, but there's not really. It doesn't say. I'd have to look for it a little bit more. The trophy, the host, advisory board. So, okay, they have an advisory board. Let's see. That helps and guides the mission, but it's not involved in the selection of the rewards. Okay, so that's like Activision and crap like that. Who votes for it, though? Like, well, Reggie's on there. Reggie Fils-Aimé from Nintendo. We don't talk about the fact that Nintendo of America has a brown president. Like, we don't ever really talk about that too much, which is a shame. This site is terrible to navigate on a phone. Yeah, I don't know who votes for this. This is a pain to look at. It's a nice trophy, though. It definitely is a nice trophy. I don't know. One day I'll know. Right. I'll look it up one day.
We'll learn. We'll but get yeah, there. So it's By the way, the word I couldn't think of last week was altruistic.
Oh, okay. That sounds
about right. I was trying to think of a word that meant, like, charitable or, like, giving or, like, doing things unselfishly, and I knew it started with AL, and I could not think of what it was. So, just in case there's any, like, people out there worried about the continuity.
You know, well, we don't want to have, like, we don't want to get roasted on TV tropes. Because that would be bad. I do mean that, as much as it's a goofy thing to say. Also, I think they have, like, a trending gamer award on the Which Game Awards.
Feels a little like a double-edged sword. Like, it feels like an amoral, like, not like immoral or moral, like just like a, because it's just a number, like.
So they don't mean it in the actual, it's not like, oh, hey, this is somebody who just, is that them that has a trending gamer? I can't find it. This site is so unwieldy on a phone. But they have like lots of different stuff. They mean like game direction, best art direction, games for impact, community content creator of the year. That might be what it is. I think trending gamer might be a different thing. But Content Creator of the Year, Dr. Lupo, Myth, Ninja, Pokimane, Willy Rex. So, I mean, like, there's a woman in this group. I mean, that's good. And she gets a lot of press. Honestly, as much as I don't really fuck with the guy, like, I don't know how you don't call Ninja, like, the Content Creator of the Year. Like,
mm-hmm.
If we're being objective, like, are we saying it's the best or the most known? Like, I don't know. I don't like the guy, but I think... If you want to point to somebody who really represented gaming in a big way this past year, that's Ninja. It's the dude with the blue hair that was on the ESPN magazine. Like him or not, it's kind of there. I think some award show happened recently, and Fortnite got, like, Game of the Year. People are like, this is so stupid. Fortnite's casual game. It's just, like, fans voted on it. I'm like, if you look back in the history books of what game really defined what was going on in 2018... Like, in the game, like, what was really talked about and dealt with, and you don't pick Fortnite, you're just kidding yourself. Like, now if we're going to talk about best game, I think you have a different connotation there, but, like, the phrasing is weird, but it's, like, the most known game. Like, it kind of represented the year, so. That's game news, I don't know. I'm just excited That's for okay. Smash. I'm just trying to push until Smash comes out this Friday. Also, the Katamari remake comes out. For Switch on Friday?
I thought you were going to say the Count of Monte Cristo, and I was like, the what?
No, Katamari Damacy remake. The little game where
Katamari.
You
Katamari. Yeah. I was going to say, I know what Katamari is. I was just like, what? Yeah.
And I'm thinking, who at Nintendo was like, okay, guys, we got to plan our release schedule.
And let's drop two games that people care about on the same day.
They didn't do that. They dropped one game that people care about that day. Because, like... Katamari is a remake of a PS2 game that people probably forgot was even coming out. And, yeah, it's not your studio, but you probably want to have people buy games for your system. When should you release that? I don't know, probably on the day of your biggest game of, like, the year. Maybe of the system for a while. Possibly. I don't know. Seems like a weird move to me. I don't know. That's weird. That's weird.
It's a weird move. Just a little bit of a weird move.
Yeah, I'll pick it up on next time I remember that it's out, but, you know. What's next?
Like, I know I said this, but, like, I definitely thought you were, like, I thought you were saying, like, Count of Monte Cristo, but, like, Count of Mario Cristo, and I was like, they made a Mario game?
I mean, that would...
it was, like,
that'd be funny.
Like, the Dr. Mario version of Count of Monte Cristo, and I was like, oh, Nintendo.
I see what you're saying, and that would have been a good idea. I mean, Link was a werewolf that one time. Kind of.
There's all sorts of stuff in the world.
Yeah, so, I mean, if Mario can ride around in a shoe, he can ride around as a count.
So, yep, exactly.
What else we got?
Oh, well, I can tell you about this good movie I saw.
Yeah, tell me about a movie.
So Stephanie's movie of the year, and by the year I mean the last couple of weeks, because 2018 is interminable, and thinking about the fact that Black Panther came out this year seems unreal to me.
Yeah.
The Olympics were this year.
The Winter Olympics, let's be real.
Yeah, but they were this year. It feels like they were 100 years ago.
Homie, I don't even remember. I don't remember anything since the Summer Olympics. Like, that's how little. Like, I didn't watch the Winter Olympics. So,
I
like,
only watched a couple of things, but like, they happened.
ugh.
Like, I don't know. I'm just like the scope. I can't call anything my ex of this year because I cannot narrow down one thing this year because it's just been such a long year.
I feel like I remember things from the beginning. Like, I remember Celeste being a very good game.
Emotionally, I couldn't tell you what book I read at the beginning of the year. Like, I went back through like my Goodreads reading challenge for the year, and I was like, oh my God, I did read that this year. Like, that feels like I read it in like 1994. Like,
Should try to do like a. An album of like albums of the year, but like stuff that I just listened to this year. Because, for instance, like I didn't hear Paramore's After Laughter until this year. I'm like, shit, this is a good ass album. Like, I mean, I know people talked about it before, but I forgot, like, when they released a single, I forgot that there was an album attached to it. And like, yo, this is a really good album. And like, Ninja Sex Party has a really good album that I think came out. No, it came out this year. That's covers. It's real good. They did a great cover of Africa, much better than Weezer's. Sorry for your loss, Cuomo. Anyway, this movie.
This movie, yeah, so I saw this good ass movie last week on a whim. Like, my friend from work like messaged me on the work chat at like 4:30 and was like, hey, do you want to go see a movie tonight? And I was like, sure, what the hell. This movie has a limited release in the US. It's a Scottish movie. It's called Anna and the Apocalypse. And it is a zombie Christmas musical. It is a Christmas movie. It is a zombie outbreak film. And it is a pop musical.
Sounds fascinating.
It is cheesy in all of the ways that you want a zombie movie to be cheesy, a musical to be cheesy, and a Christmas movie to be cheesy. Like, very just satisfying on like a lot of levels. It's about a girl named Anna who gets into a fight with her dad the day of the Christmas show at her high school. Because she wants to travel the world before she goes to college, and her dad is like a blue collar guy who's worked his entire life for her to go to college. She gets in a fight with him, and they don't and she says she's not coming to the Christmas show at the school, so she won't see him that night. And so they're separated, and then you hear on the radio that like the sickness is spreading, and there are like three storylines, like the storyline within the school, and like then like two groups of people who end up coming together like while they're escaping the zombies, who are trying to get back to the school because like all of them have people, because it's a small town and like all of them have people they care about who were at the school that night. But they have to battle a bunch of zombies along the way and have musical numbers, and they killed off a lot more characters than I was expecting them to. Which I kind of respect them for, because they could have gotten away with a lot fewer deaths. But I very much enjoyed it. I would highly recommend it. And the thing that made me the happiest of the whole movie is that there is a lesbian character who is quite good looking. She looks like, really, like if I said like a lesbian Draco Malfoy, that's almost exactly the image you think of. Like, she has like blonde hair that's slicked back, and like their school has uniforms, so she's wearing like a vest and a button up and like a striped tie. Like, and her name is Steph. it's just very good, and she is a badass, and me and my friend were, like, gripping each other's arms in the theater every time something dangerous happened around her, because we were, like, so worried that they were going to kill her off. But she survives, and especially when they started killing off more and more people, I was like, I'm nervous. But she survives, and it's very good, and if it is showing in your city, I highly recommend that you check it out. I had a grand old time.
Good.
So,
it's good to see good movies that make you feel good.
Yeah, that's my Christmas recommendation for the year. Christmas movie rec.
Good, good, good. For Christmas, I recommend you watch the holiday iteration of Great British Baking Show. There's two episodes. There's four contestants. They just give a winner. No one goes home. There's not technically a star baker, I guess. They're just the winner of the Christmas episode.
Mm-hmm.
And Paul Hollywood is very, very jolly in them.
Oh, my.
I'm pretty sure him and Prue are just drunk. I'm pretty sure they're at least a little tipsy, but
I'll take it.
It's and there's like so much not giving a shit. Like there's one point where someone like is clearly making food after Tom was called, and they're like, "Hey, come on, come on," and it was like nobody cared because it didn't matter. Like, the one episode was people who were all who had never won Star Baker before, but had gone home like in the semis or quarters, so like very good bakers that just never got Star Baker. And the other episode was just some fan favorites or, like, people that were pretty cool, so. It's very fun. The one episode, like, they have a lot of, like, it's a lot more wintry and Christmassy, but they're both pretty nice and fun, so I recommend you go check those out.
I definitely am going to. I've very recently kind of gotten onto the joy that is Great British Bake Off, and I am very happy to be there.
It's very good.
So.
It's a very good show. I have very little bad to say about it.
I'm having a grand old time. Pardon my yawn. I am just like, it's like I said, it's been a week.
Yeah, that's understandable.
Is there any Overwatch news?
There is.
Can we have an episode without Overwatch news?
We could, but why would we want to be alive for that?
I saw the new Zarya skin.
Yeah, I was hoping they weren't going to reveal stuff before the event. It's on Tuesday, so tomorrow, if you're listening to this on the feed, it starts. I like the skin a lot, but it just kind of took the wind out of myself. It was a bummer to see it. I like it. It's weird that she has a little bunny tail. I'm not quite sure the kind of character that Zarya is. It'd be nice if we got some lore, but she seems like a goofy person who's like very serious about her lifting and defending her country and hitting Omnix, but also... like, she likes to get a teddy bear for Christmas. She'll wear a suit with a little bunny tail on it. She has an 80s skin. So it's like, okay, like... but you're also, like, this power lifter that can lift 412 kilograms? Or 512 kilograms? Or pounds? I can't remember which. It's an absurd amount for fun. But, like, she also holds a gun that has a black hole on it. So she's pretty strong. so we do have that skin out. And the event starts on Tuesday. With some nerfs coming, hopefully. They're like, hey, we're going to nerf Brig, and they made it so that she can't kill tracers easily, but maybe accidentally made the composition that she's part of way harder to defeat. Who knows? What else? Overwatch League is coming back in February, and there's a lot of good news. So today they did a stream that I think should be over by now, but should be on their feeds. And, they revealed the rosters of all the teams, including the new expansion teams, talked to some players from different teams, talked to the manager of the London Spitfire about how they felt about winning the championships game. They revealed the first week's schedule, all the different teams. So that's pretty cool. They changed the format. So teams are going to play 28 matches in the regular season instead of 40, so they can get more time in. Thursday and Friday, the games are 4, 5:30, 7, and 8, all PST, or 8:30. So a little bit late if you're on the East Coast, pretty overnight if you're in the EU, and if you're in China, they're actually going to be in the morning. So this will be good for if you're on the West Coast, and I think like the Asian countries. Saturday and Sunday, 12, 1:30, 3 o'clock, 4:30, all PST, so that should be pretty good if you're a weekender here in America. 7:30 is the latest start for a Sunday game, so that's not too bad if you're East Coast. The All-Star game is going to be after Stage 2 as opposed to way after the whole thing. So that should be pretty nice, kind of break up the season, give different people a chance, and just see what kind of fun we can get into. And there's going to be some road games, which is nice. So a lot of places are opening their esports stadiums up. So some of those teams are going to be out on the road playing those games, which should be useful considering the format has been changed in such a way that people will have bye weeks or games with only one game a week. So that'll be a lot easier for the travel. And that's very nice.
Feels like especially like moving the All-Star game into the middle of the season feels like especially makes sense given that like it's esports. And so like having like an All-Star game in like a regular, like a physical sport is like sometimes a risk because like you could injure yourself or something.
Yeah, so I know in hockey when they do their All-Star game, it's not towards the, it's like towards the end of the season, I feel like, but it's not the end, and they just half-ass it. The score's like 10 to 15 or something because no one wants to get hurt and they're all kind of buddies. Same with football, but they do it at the end of the year, which is it makes sense, but they do it right before the Super Bowl. So if you're on one of the competing teams in the Super Bowl, you're not going to play. Like, I don't even think you can. No one's trying because you can really get injured in football.
Yeah.
And you've not played with these people, so you don't know their patterns and you don't know like their throwing habits. So it's just kind of like a suck game that no one cares about. The NBA All-Star weekend, though, is very good. I think NHL does it too. They do like skills competitions and other things that aren't just the game. The NBA All-Star weekend's a lot of fun. Like, comedians come. I think they do like a celebrity game. There's like different events, so it's like a whole weekend people really enjoy, and I think the Overwatch League is a little bit closer to that. They have people play Lucio Ball, they have Widowmaker Duel, they have Mystery Heroes, like stuff that the casters play a game, and I think there's just one exhibition game. So it's a lot of fun. It's not just, hey, here's regular Overwatch, but some more. It's also, here's some goofy shit. So it's nice. It's nice. There's a lot going on. But I think in the middle of the season works pretty well to give people a chance to get amped up. They'll probably actually have Overwatch League tokens to spend on the skins. Unlike last time when people didn't know we were going to get those, so they'd go give them more money. There's also some changes to the season playoff format and the stage playoff format, but I'm not really. That's sort of the nitty-gritty right now. A lot of the teams are looking better. A lot of teams are looking different. Houston Outlaws continues to be the widest team in the league. There's some more Korean teams. I think Toronto and Vancouver have all Korean teams. The Shanghai Dragons traded almost everybody off of their team, which is good. They only kept three players. One of them was Gigori, because she's actually a good player. And yeah, they're like, yeah, we want to have a good flex tank, especially when she's famous for her Zarya, and Zarya's real strong right now. We don't know what the meta is going to be, but it'll be good to have her there. Some of the new team colors are very good. Gangzhou Spark is a favorite, the pink and blue. What else? Vancouver looks pretty all right. It looks like there are other sports teams' colors up there. Washington actually has a pretty... They're not the most American team in America, and people aren't really upset by that because Americans don't get pissed off about our... We just want the win. First of all, Londoners are like, oh, our team's not even from London. It's like, okay, whatever. Paris is all, they're like, oh, it's actually a real deal all-European team. I'm like, are any of these players French? Like, I know the one guy they interviewed was not French. He was very specifically from Britain. So I'm like, okay, it's not even really about country. Like, you just wanted, okay, whatever. But, you know, there's some good branding. There's too many red, white, and blue teams for my taste. Not because I have a problem with that color scheme, but it just is, well, four of those teams.
Boring. There are other colors.
Yeah, and it's weird that I think New York Excelsior, I don't know why they're red, white, and blue when their logo is just black and blue, but, you know.
I was going to say, I thought they were black and blue. I didn't realize they were red, white, and blue.
Yeah, I think there's, I think the red, the player stripe on their jersey might be red. I don't remember. Or I might be misremembering that. There might not, I think there's, I don't know if there's red in all their team players. I just know there's red on Orisa's skin for that team. You know, Paris Eternal, they're like a rooster. They're a red and blue team. But there's some good colors out there. I'm looking forward to the season. The season looks really, really hype. I think there's going to be a lot of good competition, especially with Ashe in there. She's not a super, super strong character. She's really good, though. So that might change things up, so it's not just the same thing every time. So I'm really looking forward to it. I'm gonna be able to watch more of the games, especially since they're gonna be more static. There's less everyday games kind of thing. So if you want to watch a team, you could probably catch all their games or watch them the video on demand. So I'm very excited. I'm very, very excited. And hopefully Shanghai will get their first win soon. Maybe not the first week, but probably in the second or third.
They were zero for what, 40 or whatever last year, right?
Yes.
Oof.
Part of that was language barrier. They had Korean and Chinese players.
Oh, okay, so they just couldn't.
There was that, and then some of the Chinese players. People thought it was weird because they said there's better players in China. It's not like China as a scene is terrible. Like they're not the best scene, but they didn't get the best Chinese players they could have based on the fact that there's now I think four Chinese teams, three or four Chinese teams, and some of them are looking stronger than the even, well, stronger than the original Dragons did. Now the Dragons I think is mostly Korean, but they should do pretty well. But yeah, they went 0-40, and I think they have a better chance at it this season. So I'm looking forward to seeing what we get. Lots of players that people like, lots of potential for a good, nice long
Good
season.
old season.
Yeah, I'm gonna get one of those Guangzhou jerseys when I can. They have a good tank on their team, so I'm probably gonna get his jersey. It's good stuff.
Good stuff. I almost want a Guangzhou jersey myself. Like, they're so good looking.
You might as well.
Like, well, I don't know. Like, I would be like the peak of fake gamer girl. Like, someone would be like, "Oh, who's your favorite person on the team?" And I'd be like, "Tracer." Like.
I think I look, I don't know if everyone who buys one of those jerseys is even going to be a fan of that team. They're just gonna the pink and blue, people love them. It's actually a shame. Mostly Toronto's team when they were it, their whole team is just a semi-pro team, and their jerseys were pink, so people are like, oh, that kind of sucks. But or maybe I'm thinking of Vancouver's team. The Runaways were a pink team, but yeah, it don't matter. Like, I mean, it don't matter. Like, people probably don't know who's even on that team. Like, they're all rookies. You should get a New York Excelsior jersey though. The New York players have like tons of swag. It's ridiculous.
They had a pop-up shop. One of my friends went.
Yeah, it was there for a little bit, and Zed came by actually, the EDM artist, and played some games with them. Like they had some exhibition games. He actually
That's cool.
he's a pretty good Widowmaker, surprisingly, you know. But yeah, those guys are some hype beasts, man. I don't know what's going on in South Korea, but they got some swag over there, and I like how those players act, you know, and conduct themselves. It's just very cool, and they all got like dope sneakers and stuff, and just have like a level of confidence that I'm not sure, and I haven't researched it. I don't know how much of it is coming down to the culture difference between how Koreans act and how the Westerners act. But like the way that they do shit talk is so funny. Like it's so strong. They're like, we're not worried about this team at all. And I'm like, did you dismiss them or were you just trying to be nice about it? And like, well, we're not too worried. And the translator made it strong, but back to the Dragons for a second. I saw a clip with Jake in it. Potentially one of the other faces of the league, actually. And he said towards the end of the season that, you know, at the beginning people were just putting like in their second string, like they weren't taking the Dragons seriously. But as the season went on and it was like 0-20, 0-30, he's like, yeah, there's two teams, like say we're playing two teams this week. One of them was like, we might lose to this team, so like, and then the Dragons, who do you think we're preparing more for? The Dragons, like nobody wants to be that first loss. So like he's like, we prepared for that more than other games. We would have rather, like, we probably needed to win. It's like, nope, I'm not losing the Dragons. I don't care what we do. Like, yeah, it's like you're playing New York Excelsior or London Spitfire one day, and you're playing the Dragons the other day. Like, no matter how much you practice, are you probably going to beat Excelsior or Spitfire? Probably not. Could the Dragons get a good run on you if you don't practice for them? Very possibly, yes. So, yeah, let's just put all of our effort into not losing against them, which I respect the hustle. I respect the honesty because they were looking better at the end. It was just a little bit too late, so.
Too little, too late.
Yeah. That's the Overwatch stuff, so. I kept saying Gang Zhao. I don't know if that's actually Spark. I'm sorry. Gang Zhao is the charge.
That was Hangzhou.
Yeah, Hangzhou is the Spark. It's an anime reference, their symbol. They wanted to be called Railgun, but I think they would have got like copyright infringement for that. So They just went with Spark. Time to spark the world. Okay. Anything else? What else we got?
Do we want to talk about Tumblr?
Tumblr doesn't want to talk about Tumblr, I don't think so. I mean, it's done, right? It's pretty much over? We done here?
I think... it just, it's been a running joke since Tumblr was created that Tumblr loves to shoot shit in the foot, but, like...
Okay, would have thought after all the ops that 4chan tried to do to destroy Tumblr, it was going to be Tumblr that destroyed Tumblr. Who would have thought
that? Because, their algorithm is so bad. Like, if they had been dealing with this problem all along, the abuse and, porn problem all along, they wouldn't have gotten to this bad of a place.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't have had to take this, scorched earth, nuke from space action that is not even...
It's not even actually effective. Working right.
Yeah, that, people's, not just people's posts that are supposedly the sanctioned sort of content being tagged, but, pictures of people's cats are being tagged,
That is nudity, to be fair.
The cat is naked, that's true.
Usually, I'm in a group where they, it's kind of, I guess they're willing to be more politically incorrect, but they're on the progressive side of that, so it's like, they'll let a few things slip, but they really don't want you being a shitbag for the most part. It's mostly, people either talking about video games or sharing, lewds of themselves. It broke off from a con. Actually nice, wholesome people when, something actually happens. It's like, shit talk. Someone's like, hey guys, I'm feeling kind of down about myself. And then everyone's like, hey, if you need someone to talk to, here's all these therapy resources. Here's what I did. And it's like a really supportive group when someone needs something. But when someone doesn't need something, it's like, how shitty can we be without actually being offensive, maybe? And if we fall into that, it is what it is. I just kind of lurk. It's whatever. But what they pointed out, they're like, let me try a Google search or a Tumblr search. But nothing comes up. How about white pride? And then all the blogs are fine. What about boob? Nothing. What about white genocide? Oh, hey, there's lots of blogs talking about this stuff. Yo, Tumblr, you could have got, how is it that you were able to eliminate pornography, but you couldn't touch the Nazis? Sorry, why didn't you touch the Nazis? Because it seemed like you could have. Because if cats are getting blocked, why aren't the Nazis? It seems like you were able to protect the Nazis. That this isn't a hard thing to fix, you know?
Yeah, it's the same thing as Twitter. It's clearly you had a mechanism to do something about this, but... you're just using it for purposes that make you complicit in more Nazi shit.
And I could see why Tumblr would want to do that. You can make judgments about the staff, maybe not being against the ideas as they would claim to be. But they could also say, we make a ton of money off Nazis. We wish they weren't here, but, we want their money, off ads. They can make that claim. I don't believe them, but they can make that claim. I don't see that being, a very big boon for Tumblr. I don't feel like that was really benefiting them in the way it benefited Twitter. Again, Twitter's still
Twitter. But... Yeah, Twitter, you're like, maybe Jack is kind of leaning in this Nazi way. Whereas, Tumblr,
I'm pretty sure they're not,
I just don't feel like they would benefit, from in the same way, Alex Jones tried to make a Tumblr, and he was driven off of Tumblr by Tumblr people,
Yeah, you mean to tell me that was worse than what he was getting on Twitter? I don't believe that, I honestly don't believe.
Well, I think it wasn't hate that he was getting, people were just, spamming his submit box with, furry porn and stuff, hey man, you want to find out what Vore is today?
But I mean, so it's weird that Tumblr just did all this, and so a friend pointed out, I thought it was about, pictures of children, the way that, 4chan would do. So apparently it's a little bit more complicated than that, but still the same thing, is that underage people were taking nudes of themselves, and that's harder to find. But I just feel like there could have been a better way for them. I don't know how difficult that would be, but I feel like you could say, hey guys, there's a lot of underage people showing themselves, we think, so we're going to put a temporary ban on this till we can sort it out. That way, people are like, oh, okay, I see what you're doing. It doesn't seem like prudish. It doesn't seem like you're making a laser from space effort. It seems like you actually care about a problem. Because we can all agree, people are either being exploited or... No, well, if they're that young, they're probably being exploited in a way they don't quite understand yet. So we get that. You need to fix that. If you say that, we're going to stick with you while you, like, block everything that could potentially be not safe for work. Because there's artists on here drawing old-ass people, like, who are adult characters. It's like, hey, they're getting money for this. They're putting a name for themselves. Like, they're an artist. Like, they're doing work. And this is helping your platform. Let them be here.
But, and like... And there are sex workers on Tumblr who are making a living from the internet. Like, there are educators on Tumblr who are helping people. Like, God, I just feel very...
It feels odd. And I'm not sure...
And I also wonder how much it's going to be like Brexit, where they say they're going to do it, and then talk about it for a really long time.
It's... So, yeah, I don't actually... I feel like they were already kind of made it hard, because you can't, like, search for not safe for work stuff, you know what I mean? But, like, if you know how to get to that content, like, if you know someone's blog, I think you could still go to it, unless it's flagged, but, like... So it's like, their site is borderline unusable anyway, like, even if you're not trying to look for that stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I don't know. I don't feel like it was ever managed that well from the get-go, and it's just become a whole joke of people being like, yeah, this site doesn't know what they're doing. That's not a good look for people to not think you know what you're doing.
Yeah. I just feel a lot of things, but also, like, I've been on Tumblr for so long that, like, I don't, like, I feel like the, like, grumpy old woman, like, smoking outside of the party, like, they're, like, those bitches aren't gonna actually go through with this shit. Like, I've been on the internet since LiveJournal, since fanfiction.net started, when LiveJournal, like, did strike through and, like, nuked half the blogs on the internet from orbit, like, damn. I don't really
know what's going to happen with it, but I mean, people will find a new way. YouTube has done a better job of showing people that you need to, like, have your business structured somewhere else, like, have a backup plan. Because of their own algorithmic inadequacies, I suppose you could call them. I think it's difficult for people who don't have a lot of money, because Tumblr was free. I think there are other outlets, but it's hard to get the same type of traction there.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, I mean, there's tons of people on, like, Instagram who are like, hey, I sell nudes, you just can't see them here, but here's a preview that's censored, which is, like, I feel like almost a better tactic than just saying, I don't know. I feel like if you want to make money on Tumblr, you still had to, like, basic, like, I don't know what the economy is for, like, buying not safe for work material and it being able to be seen. Like, I don't imagine how well you'd be to sell nudes, for instance, if people could already see them for free. It's like, hey, buy the high-res version. It's like, no, like, I'll donate to you, but I'm not buying, like, a high, like, what do you mean? Like, that feels silly.
Yeah.
But if it's censored, you're like, yeah, I'll buy this to see it. Like, that's the game, right? That's what you're doing. That's the hustle. So it's like when people say I'll sell fan art, but they don't watermark. It's like, well, the right thing is to pay you, but, like, what's making me pay you?
Mm-hmm.
And if you're relying on people to be moral, well, like, that's very brave of you. I feel like that's, you know, that's why there's Instagram, that's why there's Twitter. I don't know. I think there's going to be a lot of explosions on other websites. You know, MySpace should jump out, be like, hey, we'll let you pose naked on, well, like you could put, like, not the Rule 34 over here. MySpace, Tom's here waiting for you, like, oh, y'all left. Y'all thought it was cute for a second. Oh, Facebook, all Twitter, all Tumblr. Like, look who's still smiling, laughing here, having a successful business. Look, and then Tom could say, look, I'm just saying, y'all could post not safe for work material here, and I never gave your information to Russia. Come back if you want to. That's fine. It's up to y'all. He's like, oh, it's kind of looking pretty good right now. He's like, yeah, but I'm not getting rid of top 8. Y'all got to deal with that. Like, you know what? That's the price to pay. We have to have a top 8. I'll take that. I'll eat that. But like, hey, if we do the website cosplay again, we can make Tumblr ghosts just like MySpace.
I mean, like, the other thing, like, I'm scrolling down my feed as we talk, or like my dash, and someone posted something in 2013 that was like, and it was a tweet from a fake Yahoo account, like, it's not verified, but it says, first of many changes coming to hashtag Tumblr coming very soon, we'll be in FedRAMP explicit content in order to make the site safe for kids. And, like, that was in 2013 that people were already worrying about this. It's the same as, like, remember in college when people would post on Facebook, like, Facebook's going to be rolling out Facebook Gold soon, where you'll have to pay for Facebook and post this thing on your page to make sure that, like, Facebook doesn't do this. And, like, Facebook never has made you pay for Facebook because it's busy selling your shit to Russia. Yeah. But, like,
Facebook has a stable model that is not congruent with, like, making you give them money up front other than, like, for specific things, you know? It's like Fortnite's never going to charge you to play the game. Well, the Battle Royale game. They're going to charge you for all the cool shit in the dances that you want. But they're going to be like, play our game for free. First hit's free, bro. And that's same with Facebook, you know? And I feel like if they ask for that money, they know that they're, like, on the way out. It'll basically be like, hey, we want the last little bit of money because we're on the way out. We're not getting ads anymore. I mean, Tumblr's still a decent place for fan art. Like, it's just not good for not safe for work stuff, I guess, once they get their stuff sorted out. It's not a good look, though, you know? It's a good precursor to say, hey, things are going to get worse. That's how I feel.
Yeah. Oh, man. This sure is a website.
It's something.
Twitter's just been a hellscape since forever. Like, I think we're just fine.
I've always had a good time with Twitter for the most part. Like, I don't understand why people see so much shit on their timelines that they don't want to see. Like, I'm not going to say
Twitter,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I get being harassed. That sucks. You can't really moderate that as much as you should be able to. But, like, I see shit on my timeline, like, guys, why are you retweeting this? Like, why? I don't need to see this. Like, there's not a lot of context here. Like, why am I seeing Ian Miles Chong on my timeline? Like, I don't follow him. I don't think I follow anybody that does follow him. Like, technically, like, this at least 2 degrees. Unless people are like, oh, hey, like maybe that. That one 9-volt dude is maybe, like, looking at his feet to try to dunk on him. But he probably got blocked anyway, so it's not like it matters, you know? It's...
Yeah.
Like, why am I seeing all these unsavory opinions other than, like, people who are misguided on something? Like, oh, hey, I want to wear a headdress. And I'm like, bro, that ain't the move. And like, oh, okay, I didn't know that. Thanks. Like, why are we seeing people that, like... I understand people always act like the left is echo chambers. The right is, too, unless they want to follow, like, a game publisher specifically. But, like, who's following all these people they don't want to hear from?
Yeah, like, that's the whole thing about Twitter, is unless, like, someone's coming to you to be an asshole to you, like, you don't have to
engage with
follow
that.
Those people. Yeah, it's like the same, like, there's a whole world of, like, racist shit on Tumblr, and even, like, shit that I don't care about on Tumblr. Like, my friend's ex-boyfriend ran, like, a male fashion blog at one point. Like, I don't care about that, but I don't follow him either.
Yeah, like, you... Like,
I don't need to care about that.
Yeah, like, and the only times these social networks get, like, annoying is when, like, somebody you care about or want to follow is into something that you're not into. Like, not even necessarily something that's problematic, but, like, man, I really don't give a shit about, horses. I wish I didn't have to see all these horses, but Bobby really loves horses, so I guess I gotta see horses whenever Bobby goes on a horse kick. But, like, I'm not following other horse blogs, so it's not like I'm gonna be like, oh, hey, what's going on in, like, Equestrian Weekly, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the bronies might follow that, but that's different. Yeah, it's a whole thing. I don't understand. I don't get it. I mean, I understand following people you might not agree with because you want to get something from them, but that's on you. Like, back when I was, man, I guess Twitter is pretty fucking old. When I first got on Twitter, I followed some feminist writers, and I wasn't very versed in, like, feminist ideals, and I thought it was kind of dumb. I'm like, you know, say righteous men, what are you complaining about? But I'm like, all these people can't be saying this and, like, not have a point. And they also write about games, and I find that intellectually stimulating. So let me follow them. And yeah, sometimes you're going to get annoyed when you follow people you disagree with, but after a while, you're going to be like, hey, either this person has bad ideas, let's just stop following them. I'm like, oh, they do have good ideas, and I wasn't privy to them. Now I am. And that's, you know, like, I have to thank Leah Alexander for being somebody I followed. Like, you know what, you have some good ideas about stuff, you know. You don't have to engage with people. You don't have to reply to anything. You can look at it and be like, oh, good idea, or like, ah, I'm so mad, oh, feminism, rah. And just keep that to yourself, dog. Like, maybe even tweet about it, because no one's going to see it, because who the hell are you with your 4 followers? Like, nobody cares, bro.
Yeah.
But then you know, you learn, and I don't understand why people, like, I don't understand hate following people. I understand following, yeah. Like, I disagree and I want to learn. I don't dislike you, but, like, hate following people seems pretty foolish and pointless.
You're just making yourself angry.
Like, unless you directly make money off of, like, you know, I'm sure, like, alt-right YouTube probably follows, like, a bunch of left-wing people, like, to get material to hate on because there's a monetary benefit. But why do their followers, like, why is one of Sargon of Akkad's followers, like, following, I don't know, like, Anita? Like, just to get mad? Like, you're gonna get blocked pretty soon, my guy, so if you're not getting blocked, that means you're not saying anything. So what do you do? You're just watching all these hot feminist takes to get mad? Like, what's the point? Like, why are you doing this? What's the purpose of your life, bro? And Tumblr's even more like that. Like, you really don't gotta, like, the span of influence on you could be a lot smaller, so you don't have to see things you don't want, usually. And hey, if you are, just log off for a while.
Seriously, I wasn't real the internet big is, fan of Yuri on Ice,
so I just logged off for a while.
Yeah, like, the internet is free, and there's a world outside.
Yeah, you could just do other stuff. Or follow more people and dilute it. Who cares? I don't know. It's easy. Why are people babies? Man, I'm so offended at all these people that are offended, so I'm going to be more offended and make videos about being people being offended. I'm rational. Holiday episodes.
We've gone off on a little bit of a tangent.
I mean, it's all Tumblr related, right? Kind of.
Yeah, we're still on the topic. I feel like we're just kind of beating the horse at this point. Oh my god, though, speaking of beating the dead horse, did you see that thing, that PETA thing that was going around the other day?
What, the chicken thing? Like, in the dude's beds?
No, there was an infographic that PETA retweeted that was, like, turns of phrase to use instead of ones that had, like, animal violence in them. So, like, instead of beating a dead horse, it was, like, feeding a fed horse.
That's also and, like, abuse, a lot though. Of them, let's keep it real.
Right? Like, it was, like, things that, like, but none of them, like, made really any sense. They were all just, like, things that rhymed with the original idiom.
PETA's real
it was just,
bad.
Like, peak PETA terribleness.
Also, like, if you're going to commit violence against an animal, like, you shouldn't, but I'd prefer it was an animal that was already dead. I feel like that's probably the better thing to do if you must do a terrible thing. Mm-hmm. But that's just me. I don't know. PETA also throws blood on people back in the day, and they also kill animals, so, like, you know. No, I was talking, you see the one with the chicken?
No.
It was, it says, meat gets in the way of, like, I think it's, like, your sex life or something. It says, like, meat can cause erectile dysfunction.
Oh my god.
But it was in, like, a bed between, like two dudes. I think it was, like, mm-hmm. an interracial gay couple. Which is very progressive, I guess, but very weird. Like, hey, we don't have a problem with interracial relationships or homosexuality, which is good, but we're gonna be real shitty to you about, like, your beliefs on food.
Yeah, well, that's, like, I got an ad on, I got an ad on Instagram stories that was, like, for a Visa, like, literally for a credit card. Like, also, I already have 4 credit cards. I don't need another one. But, like, but the credit card ad was, like, two women married to each other, it was like, marriage is about compromise, but it was two women, and I was like, huh, like, all right, like, I don't like what you're selling, but I like the way you're selling it.
It's, they want your money, and the thing about it is, you know, I don't know if you've known this, but gay money spends the same as straight money.
Yeah, wild.
Fun fact, the money doesn't ever become gay or straight. It's weird, I know.
It's just totally wild.
Didn't Reddit get rid of, like, a bunch of incels? Like, can't Reddit figure out how to get rid of, like, the shitty parts of this community?
Yeah, Reddit did it.
Reddit did it. There it is. Reddit's actually not a bad platform. It's just, you know, it's very open. And it's the shitty people that want to go out and bother other people. I've noticed a lot of people on Reddit that aren't being shitty don't really care to go off of Reddit. They like being there. That's an episode, right? We did it. I think we're done here, right?
I think so. Cool. Good talk, man.
Yeah, you too. You want to hit them with the social media biz?
Yeah, so I can be found on the internet at Captain Steph on Twitter, at The Snow Queer on Tumblr, at Hella Steph on Instagram. Dom can be found, Brother Dom, everywhere.
Don't come look up for me. I'm going to be playing Smash. Leave me alone.
Yeah, but he won't be around. His accounts will be out there, but he'll be busy. you can find our podcast at Character Rev on Twitter, at by searching for Character Reveal on Facebook. You can find us at Character Reveal on Instagram. You can find us on Patreon, patreon.com/character reveal. And I think that's all over the internet. I think that's all of the internets.
Yeah, you can listen. We'll be doing Discord soon, probably in the new year.
We'll have a Discord soon, so we can all hang out and chat. And if you want to listen to us, you can find us on the podcast catcher of your choice. As they say on, I've been listening to back episodes of Nerdette lately, and they say, like, if you want to listen to us, you can listen to us because you're already listening to us. Like, you already know where to find us because you're already listening to us. But if you want to tell other people where to find us, that's just Character Reveal in the podcast catcher of your choice. If you want to listen to it in a browser, if you do, no judgment. That's,
it might be character... tough, but please do it.
Yeah, try it. Whatever floats your boat, man. Or sinks your boat. I watched Titanic last weekend for the first time since I was 12.
Did you enjoy it?
You know what? I did, and I'm kind of mad about it. I was like, man, I can't wait to watch this movie and realize that it doesn't stand up, and it's just something that the straights love, and...
Do they?
The straights love Titanic.
Yeah.
But, like, then I was fucking into it. I was... I was like, how dare James Cameron deserve his reputation and the awards he got for this movie? Like...
I mean, that's good. That's good to know that it doesn't just, like, it's watchable.
Like, all of the effects stand up, like, all of the, like, the little, like, the screenwriting moments, like, there's this whole thing with light, like, whenever, like, someone has a, like, there'll be, like, a physical burst of light, like, a flare, signal flare or something going up, and then, like, someone will have a realization about something. It's just, like, very excellent visual storytelling, and I'm just so mad that it was good. But if it sinks your boat to listen to us on a browser, that's characterreveal.simplecast.fm. And I think that's it.
Cool. Send us your questions. We'll see you in a week.
Yes.
All right. Hey, listeners, thanks so much for hanging out with us. Hey, and until next time, see you later.
Bye.